Gödel was a mathematician who was famous for proving that it is impossible to prove all true statements, even if you limit yourself to trying to prove all the true statements in a subject as apparently cut and dried as arithmetic. Like the uncertainty principle, Gödel's incompleteness theorem may be a fundamental limitation on our ability to understand and predict the universe. Gödel got to know about general relativity when he and Einstein spent their later years at the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton. Gödel's space-time had the curious property that the whole universe was rotating. What does it mean to say that the whole universe is rotating? To rotate means to turn around and around, but doesn't that imply the existence of a stationary point of reference? So you might ask, rotating with respect to what? The answer is a bit technical, but it is basically that distant matter would be rotating with respect to directions that little tops or gyroscopes point in within the universe. In Gödel's space-time, a mathematical side effect of this was that if you traveled a great distance away from Earth and then returned, it would be possible to get back to Earth before you set out. That his equations might allow this possibility really upset Einstein, who had thought that general relativity would not allow time travel. But although it satisfies Einstein's equations, the solution Gödel found doesn't correspond to the universe we live in, because our observations show that our universe is not rotating, at least not noticeably. Nor does Gödel's universe expand, as does ours. However, since then, scientists studying Einstein's equations have found other space-times allowed by general relativity that do permit travel into the past. Yet observations of the microwave background and of the abundances of elements such as hydrogen and helium indicate that the early universe did not have the kind of curvature these models require in order to allow time travel. The same conclusion follows on theoretical grounds if the no-boundary proposal is correct. So the question is this: if the universe starts out without the kind of curvature required for time travel, can we subsequently warp local regions of space-time sufficiently to allow it? Again, since time and space are related, it might not surprise you that a problem closely related to the question of travel backward in time is the question of whether or not you can travel faster than light. That time travel implies faster than light travel is easy to see. By making the last phase of your trip a journey backward in time, you can make your overall trip in as little time as you wish. So you'd be able to travel with unlimited speed. But as we'll see, it also works the other way. If you can travel with unlimited speed, you can also travel backward in time. One cannot be possible without the other.